Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
The pastor there, smoking awful. You never hear him anywhere but here. I don't know why. The music is good, better than most. You just don't know, don't hear him anywhere. Just don't. Anyway, we trust and believe the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout, right up to the hour 7. Sunday Live, the name of the show. And of course, on the line, I've got Sipho Paulus Khatebe and Jabulani Dominic. Sipho, sawubona mfundisi wami.
Oh, sawubona mfundisi, kunjani?
Sharp is it, my bra?
Wasibonga, man. Emakhaya sibingelele mfundisi Jabulani Dominic Sunday.
How's it going? And we have my brother friend, Jabulani Dominic, on the line. Hey, Jabu.
Hey, sanibonani, niyaphila what?
Siyaphila, sibuze kuwe mfowabo, baba.
Ngomusa kaJesu, umusa kaJesu wanele sonke, nginika lonke udumo namhlanje. Ngibingelele nomfethu Sipho lapha eStandarton nabalaleli bonke ngegama likaKristu.
Hey, my tata. And of course, you know, much of the times, and I said, I don't know who I'm saying to you, but I said I will be playing music that is not celebrated on national radios. But it plays here on Radio Pulpit, you know, and these artists are not celebrated because they don't compromise, they don't sell their souls. And really, really, they are bringing such good music, and because they know who they are talking to. Like this one. Listen to this one. Just like this one.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
That is Colin Wong there. You never hear her anywhere except here. And of course, you know, when people are speaking the truth, some people are not comfortable. And when people are singing in spirit and in truth, some will continue to be uncomfortable. It is just the way it is. You know, there are trending gospel stars and gospel music who don't change, musicians who don't change lives. You know, who don't even glorify the Father. They don't speak of Him the way we have just heard. One of those who actually says, I will not be silent, I will keep on talking and singing about the Lord at all times. It is this artist, this beautiful lady. Then we'll start our talk. This is Putuma in the background. Putuma Tiso. I will not be silent.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
These are some of the artists that you won't hear them being played anywhere. And it's deliberate because they don't want to compromise the Son of the Living Father who lives in them. You will imagine such talent. How many times they've been told to sing secular so that now they can bafane nabantu abacula bololiwe and all those things and stuff. But they keep on staying in that which is the Lord at all times. They stay there. You know, they keep their faith. At times it's difficult because there's no support. you know, and it becomes tough, but they stay on. It's just amazing there. Jabu, say second.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here, my friend.
Yeah, mbona usipho obalekile.
I'm listening to wonderful music.
yeah, very rare songs that you could hear anywhere else, because of the stance of the artists, you know. Anyway, next week we will keep on continuing with this. It's a Sunday feel of a sort, where people are getting that kind of a feel, true, and in spirit. Sipho, how was obalekile ndoda kwenze njani na?
I'm going, mfundisi.
Uting. Bekeli beke, usaliteng tate waka. Bekeli beke, usaliteng tate waka.
Kiteng tate.
Hutata, ntate. Heuliteng bekeli beke kia itumela. All right. You know what? This is Radio Pulpit.
There is radio and radio, and then there's 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
You must by now hear the difference. And of course, we trust the Lord is doing you good. We are talking about the role of forgiveness to us. We are zabantu bayathanda ukukhuluma nge role of forgiveness kwabanye abantu. Akayikhulumi kuye. Yeah, akayikhulumi kuye. Uyabona?
Yeah.
We want to look into that. What is the role of forgiveness to us? What is forgiveness even to us? Because it's commanded. It is commanded by the Father that it be there. You know? Check this out. In Genesis chapter 50 verse 17, thus he shall say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sins, for they did evil to you. Now please, forgive the trespass of the servants of God, of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Somehow there was healing there. You could just see that Joseph was hurting all along. Joseph had felt rejected all along. With the success that he had in Egypt, he still had his slander. Less a school. You know, a subshum. And that's why they say he wept. I mean, why wouldn't you weep if it was not tears of compassion? You know, after you've realized that these have acted out of ignorance.
Yeah.
After you've realized that these have acted because they were impulsated by the evil one. You know, and the pain that had stayed, even though he grew, the closure that he had met, because of forgiveness, we see the healing. We see reconciliation. We see closure. Huh? Closure. Yeah? Of an issue that is open. But closure comes when this person starts to realize ukuthi hey man, lo muntu kudala ngithethelele. Closure comes when you restore things back to normal. Uyazi khona le forgiveness leyo ukuthi then I keep you at arm's length. Ngicela ningikhombeni verse yakhona masiloku sichubeka servants of God. Ngoba mina ngiyayifundela me student. Yabona nina niyazi niza ngikhomba la uNkulunkulu athi no. Forgive them all but trust no one. Yabona. Yeah, yayibona le ethi nale ethi forgive them but don't forget. Yeah, ukhumbula umngane wami uDavid Masonto. Yena no te preferisa. Ngikuxolele. Hey. Kugukona. Kodwa ngeke ngikukhohlwe.
Yazi. How the same brothers must.
I video yakho yashutwa yibi yazi. Yakwina ma what amaningi njani? Mara u message lo ngizwana nawo lo. But hey wena, asinendaba nendaba zakho ku message wa no. Akusingoma yakho lo. Okay. But you see, yes, when we forgive, and look, I haven't touched the issue with nawe ubabo sezulwini uyaxolela. Ngoba much of the time sithanda ukuthi checkmate sithi uyaxolela ubabo sezulwini uzoxolela. Checkmate. Umuntu esalevela nalo akuthuka lokuyana yabona. But let us speak what happens to you when you forgive. You find closure. You find peace. You find relief. you find restoration. Joy comes back. Yeah? Reconciliation also.
Yeah.
It's amazing. David wept there. When the servants of God, the God of his father Joseph, came and asked for forgiveness. And the father wrote to them and said, give this and plead with him in this manner. He could have said anything. He could have said, I don't forgive you. You will never come right. Yeah. But he did not. And he had that power. He was the chancellor of Egypt. Mark chapter 11, verse 25, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. Here is it again.
Yeah.
We are tando kulega, you are a good believer. But uma unga teteleli, now unkulunkulu akakuteteleli. This is a tit for tat. Give for give.
Amen.
Yeah, man. And Uma Utetelen, he says, look, don't even waste your time in ministry if you haven't forgiven. Go and forgive, then come back and minister to the Father and to the people in the name of the Father. That you also will be forgiven. Angayakuhlala ukwatela umama akho ruba bakho forever ngento akwenzayona umama wangishiya ngisesemncane ubekwe wangishiya ngisesemncane wayoshada enye intombazana 254 sengikwatile 254 ayisebenzi kanjalo yazi ngifuna ukumbuza so that ngingathola iclosure chabo uma kuza yena kuwe ukuthola vere so lady uredi ujabulani uyangizwa manje so lady.
Hey,
so lady, yazi mfo man. Kodwa kuthole ukuthi nawe somthethelela ngoba uyazi ukuthi indzuzo yokuthethelela iyini kuwe.
Amen.
Nawe uyathethelelwa ezakho izona etakwitono.
Amen.
Hey, ngifuna ukwazi mina ngibhalele la kababezala, ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi why washiya wangiyekela. Ya. Wahamba wayohlala nabafazi mina ungiyekile mina.
Ngikhula ngakwazi.
Anginanesibongo sakho. Uba bakhuma kangathi kuwe vele wena bengingafuni ube nesibongo sakho. Awubheka unjani?
Eish.
Bheka ngendlela okhuluma nami. Bengingafuni vele, bengibona vele ukuthi la ngizozimosha igama ngawe. Uzothini makakuphendula njalo? Yenza abantu abaningi bacanga ukuthi abo baba kuzathi, "Hey, bengisaba, ngiyaxolisa." Ngaheheka, ngalingeka njengendoda yomZulu. Hayi suka.
Yeah.
Ayisebenzi kanjalo. It doesn't work that way. So if you don't forgive, you yourself are hindering everything that has to do with you. And if you are in ministry, you are just kidding yourself.
Yeah.
Because he says you must stop. You must stop. 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 Go and forgive him so that your father may forgive you. Otherwise, your ministry is in vain. Luke chapter 11, verse 4, it says, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who indebted to us. Who is indebted to us? We forgive those people nalabo abantu abasikweleta I apology.
Yeah, nomabanga kafiki.
Ya, nalaba basikweleta yonke into le basikweleta yona. Forgive it. Ngoba uma wenza njalo, you also, the Lord forgives you all your trespasses. Chapter 17, verse 4, it says, and if he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day returns to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. Yazi, uke wangenza into enje, ngazitshela ukuthi lo, angeke ngimxolele lo. Lalela bathini, bathi, Mudimu tla ntshwarela. Bathini ngesiZulu, bathi, Nkulunkulu uzangixolela. Eyi, ngangatshele enye interpreter, ngathi, Mudimu tla ntshwarela, yena makayi interpreter, ngithi umsuthu naye, athi, Nkulunkulu uzakubambezela. No, man. Mudimu tan tswarela. Baso kanja lu tan tswarela.
Yes,
man. Eyo na utaloganya hore I am God. How, banna? How can it be that way? How can you say, here, the Lord will forgive me. God, forgive me here. I'm going to beat up this guy. Forgive me, Lord. The tattoo is a lot of people who are not going to be able to do it. Quite sad, these things that we hear. Quite sad, these things that we see. But what does forgiveness do for you? Send us your WhatsApps. 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. Even a voice note. Tell us. Tell us what are the benefits of forgiveness. What happens to you when you forgive?
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
I have realized one thing also, Sipo, Nawe Jablan, that you can never be tender-hearted or merciful if you do not practice forgiveness. Neither can you operate in the grace.
Yeah.
Neither can you project the graces of the Father. Exactly. If you don't practice forgiveness. You know, if you preach this gospel of anger, you know, this gospel of saying a particular race did this. Oh, you are lost. You're lost. You're lost. You're supposed to speak forgiveness. And it says in Colossians 3:13, it says, okay, let me start with Ephesians 4, verses 32. I'll come to Colossians. And be kind to one another. Tender-hearted means graceful. Forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. You can never operate in the fullness of the grace of the Father if you do not forgive. Because forgiveness is a gracious act.
Yeah.
You cannot. Solo kwamkwatela lo mfazi loyana. Solo kwamkwatela. Umcoshile nasendlini sekuyi 14 years and so zonde bonke abafazi la emhlabeni nasenkangala. Mm.
Yeah,
so wena. Bayidlulela nje uzozothi awu nabo abodelayila. Abantu banamagama wabo wena, you have forgiveness ikunikeza amagama amabi owanikeza abantu odadweni inceku zikaNkuluNkulu.
Yeah.
Uyabethuka. Inkulu lendaba. This is a big matter. The issue of forgiveness. It's not for for children. It's for true spiritual disciples of the Father who understand what this is. You can't. Solo wakwatela umuntu owatshontsha amakhavela akho lesikhathi kuyisifo ngo-1984.
Sabambile.
Bona 17. Yes, bona 17. Una 60. Una 58 manje. Or una 57. Namanje ukhulumisani nekhazini yakho. Owambona awagcokile esithombeni esinye owasibona kwenye ikhazini yakho athi amakhavela wami. Bekungekho Facebook, bekungekho yini. Besibuye kuyithombeni lezi yakho ezokuhamba yozomisa lapha e-studio. Usakwatele loko namanje.
Esh.
We are talking about this. We trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Hanging out with Sipho Paulus and also Jablan Dominic.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours. 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
What comes to mind, Jabu?
Forgiveness.
Yes, sir. You know,
for this wonderful topic, you know, I've been listening as you've been just going deeper in the word. And, you know, what I'm learning about this topic, actually, forgiveness, is that as much as also forgiveness is good for, like, the person that is being forgiven, because every one of us, we it's good for us to be forgiven our sins. Mm. But, you know, the words that you are quoting, they are more showing of, you know, the benefit of the person who is offering forgiveness.
Yeah.
You know? So it's good for me. So it means there is something that I miss out as a person who is supposed to forgive when I choose to, like, to nudge it. You know, so number one, as you were saying also, quoting the scripture, that, you know, for my sins to be forgiven, I need to forgive, you know.
Yeah.
Without that also, my sins would not be forgiven. That's a benefit for me, the person who is, because sometimes there is that thing of maybe feeling like you know, I don't want to forgive them so that I can hurt them. But no one is being hurt. You are being hurt. When you to forgive.
Yeah.
You out. You know, I remember even another preacher was illustrating unforgiveness as someone who drinks like poison, but they expect someone to die or to be affected by the poison they are drinking. Mm. I drink poison myself, but I'm expecting you, my friends, to be affected by the poison. How possible is that?
Yeah.
It's not possible.
Yes.
So, how bad is unforgiveness.
Mm.
You are inflicting yourself with poison, but expecting other people to suffer, you know. You are the one who's going to suffer the consequences of unforgiveness. But when you forgive, you are also the one who's going to experience the benefits of forgiveness, which is, number one, your sins will be forgiven, you know. Also, I was looking at another way in the book of Psalms, 130, verse 4, it says, but you offer forgiveness, that you might learn to fear you.
Hey.
This is also another aspect of forgiveness. That, you know, like, forgiveness is for a teaching to us.
The discipleship,
to fear God. Mm. We will never be in a position to respect God and honor God and revere God and fear Him in the right way if we haven't received forgiveness to give forgiveness, you know.
Mm.
If we still hold grudges and bitter. Sometimes I ask myself, you know, like, actually, you know, what do people benefit when really, like, there is someone that you know that every time when they pass, I don't feel good, you know, what do you benefit? You know, what do you benefit? Because for me, I don't see any benefit because it's very nice that right now there is no one that I can count in my list to say, if I can come across this person, my day will be solved. Or, you know, because of understanding the power of forgiveness, that regardless of how people will hurt you, but for to save yourself, you know, and to also benefit from God teaching you to fear Him, release forgiveness, you know.
Yeah, we really need to learn to forgive and to live with this very aspect of forgiveness. It's important. And I have come to see many at times that there's so much that happens to us when we forgive. There's so much that occurs in us when we forgive, you know. And we really need to learn to forgive at all times, you know. And much of the times we find ourselves not realizing that forgiveness is key. All right, send us your WhatsApps. It's 082-657-2729. We need to hear from you as to what you make of forgiveness. What does forgiveness do me with? That's how they ask. Eh? What does it happen? You know, how does it happen for me when it comes to the benefits of forgiveness? How does it come about with regards to my benefit? Yeah?
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Hey, we read that you cannot even minister when you haven't forgiven. Your ministry is ineffective if you haven't forgiven. Mark 11:25. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you. So you can't minister. Neither can you be found in a prayer that is led by the Spirit of the Father. You know, your prayer life also becomes hindered if you don't forgive. Sipo.
Well, from this water topic today, and we thank God, which I'm learning as you've already introduced the topic tonight. And it is true from this, Subuti, there's a much a good perfect role, a lot of forgiveness in our life, in our spirit, part of it. And moreover, from the sometimes when you look at this thing, whereas it's the greatest investment when you forgive other people. Sometimes, as my whenever I forgive somebody, I'm being given the opportunity, even for myself, when I wrong them on the other day in this life, I'll be also asking the same thing to forgive, or to be forgiven by others. Work out this statement to see. It's a contradiction sometimes. We ask God to send us tolerance, but at the same time, we don't want to forgive other people. And they see, forgiveness, he plays that role, Oguba spiritually healed. When Joseph cried out, he was sobbing, understand. Oguba not a healing process. Whenever you forgive somebody, Uba matured enough and try to understand what was the spirit behind.
Yes.
Uma mfundisi umuntu angonile, bese ezoxolisa. Ngimxolele kukhombisa ukuthi mina sengikhulile, angisekho ku level yena bekade afisa ukuba ngingu. Sengu level whereby I want peace. Ngu level whereby I want a restoration. In a level whereby I want my love, my life to trust God. Umuntu mfundisi ongakwazi ukuxolela akamethemba uNkulunkulu, uzethemba yena ukuthi if ngakamsothi Whereas if I forgive people, in other words, I trust God, he was there, even if I didn't understand what was happening. Joseph, he knew it not to have a four, but God understands. And he makes sure, out of all the circumstances, he sees Joseph through. In other words, Joseph, he knew he was in control of the situation. So he really got a forgiveness. You trust God in all areas of your life. And last thing from this, but one, he really got a forgiveness on this. We avoid the rejection. Because whenever mfundi singaxole langa, ugekhili na parking nje kudlula ngakhona. Hey, inkinga mfundi ngoba kuba ngasisele nje ugcwele idolobha lonke lapha yayi. Ikhili na parking nje makuthiwa khili na parking. Ah, khona urain. Yebo. Whereas when uyihlelele kakho noma ukho nasekhili na parking uleke kwini because kuba nale sting ukuthi nje angifuni into ephatha ray, angifune into nje ehlanganisa no-ray. Ngamanye amazwi, my territory iyancipha mfundisi because I don't want to forgive. So irole edlala i-forgiveness ukuthi my territory iya-increase. Wake wahlangana nomuntu ongifuna ukumtholela e-Shoprite noma esitolo esithile la khona ngihlangana athi thatha ithini kapelepele lika-aja noma lika-ten fish ukuthi ngihlaba ukuthi nanga ngizoshintshela yini ubani osogorayo la because yena sorry that peace himself but uma ebona wena ubona yena kuvuka lesasilonda sakudala. In other words, irole edlalwa i-forgiveness mfundisi ukuthi you heal yourself before the actual healing. Because lokuthi ngizolinda aze abuye. Quote something la uyisho mfundisi, touch my heart, ukuthi what if lo muntu mfundisi owangenza kabi so washona?
Hey, man.
Kushula amanye amazwi, ngishuthi ngiyoze ngife nginalelinceba lingakubona.
Hey, madoda.
Ngishuthi nje mfundisi, ngiyophila impilo yami and rock myself the joy of life and enjoying life to the fullest because ubabami angibazi. I don't know my father, but I've learned a secret with as a believer, as a child of God. It means God has a way out ukuthi ngingamazi ubaba wami. So that mfundisi ukudependa kuNkulunkulu ngempilo yami. And noma lokuthiwa bathi uyavela la, ngixolele kudala and ngeke bele ngabhale lokwamanye amashow akhona iTV ukuthi hey ngifuna ubaba wami, hey nginobaba ezulwini. In other words, irole edlala i-forgiveness ithi kimi, Sipho, noma ungabazi ubaba wakho, you've got the Father in heaven. In other words, I truly depend and trust God with all my life. That's the role of forgiveness in my life. I've seen uNkulunkulu engqobela izimpi and cover all the gaps that the Father should have played in my life. Why? Because I've seen the role of forgiveness in my life. And it's so powerful.
Wow. And it has made you a great father, isn't it?
Oh, mfundisi, it always even teach me ukuthi ukholela kuyidlala kanjani indima umntwana nakubaba nakumntwana because I've seen it ukuthi I've forgiven my father. Ngiphila mfundisi impilo emnandi, healing maphakathi. Akumele ngithi yazi amadoda, yazi abobaba. Aze mina ngathi mina mangithandaza uma kufikele part ethi baba wethu osezulwini angithandazi ngoba bobabile. Cha, ngithandaza kamnandi mfundisi ngoba I know ukuthi I've got the Father in heaven.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Sanibona, Radio Pulpit ngibingelela ngegama lomfelo Jesu Christu. Ngibingelele uJablan Dominic lapho, ngibingelele na Pastor Ray nonke lapho e-studio. I greet you. Yazi ukuxolela akusinto elula. But I thank God ukuthi ngomunye wayehlukunyezwa my pastor in the church. But I thank God ukuthi namhlanje ngaphuma kulelo bandla. Ngaxolela, ngakhohlwa. Uyakhohlwa. Ukuze uNkulunkulu akwazi ukukusebenzisa futhi. Ngikhonza kamnandi ngwelinye ibandla. siyaxolela. Ngiyaxolelwa. Amen.
Yo, amen. 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 Ngiyaxolelwa. Siyaxolela. Ngiyaxolelwa. It's very important to take note of that. We trust and believe the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout, up to the hour 7. And also listening to your voice notes.
Good evening. Wonderful topic, Vafundisi Bami. To me, forgiveness, the most important benefit is when I forgive, I heal. If I choose not to forgive, I feel sick. So I think it's wise for one to choose to forgive. Because if you don't forgive, you will feel sick spiritually, but it will also affect your physical life as well. So it is a right thing to forgive. And I've learned to forgive so that I might stay free of disease and sickness. God bless.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwadi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Lord is doing you good and blessing you so much in a mighty way. It's good to hear from you. Send us the WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. And the voice note also on that. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us there. 012-333-8699.
Sandalan Patare. And there is a Kamagaches. Jabu. Sipo. This is your pastor. And be a Kamagaches. Hey, in the website, Talela, Imnant. Imnant, you call easy, Mara, Imnant. Imnant, you mean an Aznam. Mina being a conifer to Tatalela. Mina any into Mutuam jailer would be lay and intant. Into my tand and intant and corn would take and dive. Into my phone, I'm a phone. Into Kurukulang, I phone. I'm a phone in them. So that's why, in a sense, Kati, Yonkin to Funin to Kondi, Kumun to Kun to Kondi, Yonkin to Kondi, Namin Kondi, Kali gimme dab. Ngoba umutumagayenza angifuna umuntu ukumkwatela angithandi ngize ngimtshele futhi umuntu ukuthi angithandi ukukwatela uma umntwana kaNkulunkulu awukwati noma ukwata mara uyaqondisa kwata kahle ngendlela e-right uqondisa so ya intethelelo iyafuneka kakhulu and intethelelo iyakukhulula iyamkhulula umuntu intethelelo ivula iminyango intethelelo ivula ukuthi uNkulunkulu angene abuhle makangenile phakathi kwakho wabusa ngiyakutshela you're going somewhere intethelelo it's like a key iwukhiye ivulela yonke into yonke indawo nala kuthiwa khona kungenwa kodwa ngoba wena uyathethelela uNkulunkulu akwenzela umusa ngithi sophulisa uphile emseni awusaphili ngale ndlela yika uNkulunkulu athi mase ungikhonza awusaphili ngale ndlela abophila ngayo but sophilela intando kaNkulunkulu so wenza umusa wenza ukuthi abantu bambone lo uNkulunkulu bamfune bamthande bamthokozele uNkulunkulu babone ukuthi ukuhamba noNkulunkulu akusi empty ended but there is something enhle emnandi egreat I mean uyajabula kuNkulunkulu ujabula intambo ujabula abantu baziwa mangale ukuthi uchazwe yini ujabuliswa yini lo kangaka akakuboni konke lokuthina sikubonayo no umusa umusa udlala indima yawo uNkulunkulu nomusa uNkulunkulu uyasithanda Pastor Ray Pastor Ray keep well stay blessed nonke unawe jabo Ibera ithi keep well and stay blessed ngiyathanda nonke bayina ngiyathanda kakhulu uNkulunkulu anenzeni kahle and angigcinele nina nikho konke kumina ngiyaphila ngani I mean konke nikufake emqondweni wami ngiyayibona impumelelo ngiyabonga kakhulu
ngiyalithanda kakhulu uNkulunkulu angenze kahle. Bye bye.
Thank you so much. Siyakuthanda kakhulu nathi, sikuthanda ngendlela isimanga, you know. And then of course, you can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. Bongi Dlamini, bless you too. It says, I just arrived home rushing your show. Please share the verses you read from the beginning of the show. Bongi, I've tried to send them via the response here on the computer as WhatsApp. Oh yes, I see. You received them. And God bless you, my sister. We are on that. We are talking about that. All right. Now, here we are. Taking your calls, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly. Then, of course, you can also send us a WhatsApp and a voice note. How does forgiveness help you? How does it help you? How does forgiveness help you? You know, it's important to look into the scripture also to see how forgiveness helps us. Jabu, let me bring this to you, sir. And here it says, you know, and in Luke chapter 11, verse 4, forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, the more we don't forgive, the more we are led to temptations. And the more we are at a disposal of the evil one. And the more we don't forgive, the more we are ourselves not forgiven. Jabu?
Yes, indeed. You know, that's the sad part, you know, about unforgiveness. That it means that also we believe that we are worthy of our sins. Mm. If we do not forgive other people's wrongdoing against us. So, because it takes us to forgive also for us to receive forgiveness from God. You know, this is one thing that we cannot do it when it comes to God. And also when it comes to forgiveness, we receive it because we have forgiven. If I choose to see other people as not deserving my forgiveness, I'm just saying to God as well, I'm also not deserving for forgiveness. But when I also forgive others, then also my sins are forgiven. How good is that? And also, even in the very book, in the same Luke, you know, Luke chapter 1, verse 77, speaks about salvation, that you will tell his people how to find salvation through forgiveness of their sins. So it means if I choose to not forgive, my sins are not forgiven, and therefore also I'm missing out on the salvation of God that comes through forgiveness of my sins. That is how dangerous it is. So that's why every one of us, we should know that this one is not even a choice, like to say, it's up to you. You know, like there are things where you can say it's up to you. Like they would say it's anger is the choice. But forgiveness is not a choice.
It's a command, yes.
It's a command from God for everyone, especially as believers. You know, really it's interesting to know a believer who really still cannot forgive. What type of a believer is that? That's the quality of being a child of God, to be able to walk in forgiveness, because you understand that you yourself, to just gain that right of being a child of God, you were forgiven your sins. So also freely on the forgiveness to those who also maybe might have wronged you, so that you can experience the salvation of God also in your life.
Absolutely. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this, the very aspect of forgiveness. What is forgiveness even all about? How is forgiveness, you know, affecting us? And, of course, I said today on the show, I'll be playing those beautiful songs of many of the artists who are never that celebrated. They are never that celebrated. And it is the truth. Their music is powerful and all that, but they are never that celebrated. I can even call some of them. You can hear for yourself. As to the compromises that they are required to do in order to be celebrated. But they refuse. Nevertheless, I will be playing you most of them. Most of the time, I'll be playing those artists as we talk about forgiveness. You know, and I believe that the Lord will just do you good and bless you in a mighty, mighty way. And then, of course, also, I know that you can tell us also as to what forgiveness is all about and what does it do, you know, in one's life. You can tell us, I know you can tell us, and we can learn together with regards to this. One of those songs is this one, and it's a beautiful song indeed. Stay With Me. That's the name of the song, by the way. This is Ngobile Sibeko.